Welcome to the Floor Chasing Money Audio Commentary. This is David Fuller on Tuesday, the 15th of September, and I'm recording at a slightly later 10:21 p.m., and that is still British summertime here in London. Well, the day started slowly and a bit defensively here, with the Asian stock markets mostly weaker. Japan managed a small gain on the Nikkei 225, only up a third of a percentage point, and that was well below its opening high seen earlier in the day. And China weighed heavily on the index. That's been the case just about every day, hasn't it? With the Shanghai Composite down another 3.5%, and smaller declines here for the Hong Kong indices of about half a percentage point to the downside or less. And that was pretty much it. Everything else a little bit most of the other markets a little bit lower. However, this all changed when we got into the European stock markets. And they closed higher pretty well across the boards, and some good gains here. Italy had the best, it looks like, yes, up 1.62%. And Germany up over 0.5%. The Euro Stoxx 50 here was up just over 1%. So overall, a solid day. UK stock market up 0.87 of a percentage point. Now, Wall Street, though, was the better performer here among the big markets. And again, it started the day soft, certainly in the pre-trading, but then picked up. And we've closed with good gains here tonight. The Dow up 1.4%, the S&P up 1.28%, and the NASDAQ Composite Index up 1.14%. So solid gains overall. Canada, a higher 4/5 of a percentage point higher. Mexico up over a percentage point. So what's going on here overall? Well, markets have been choppy, for sure, but I think one of the main factors here is that there's a general consensus among investors, at any rate, that the chances of a rate hike on Thursday from the Fed have dropped from above 50% just a little over a week ago to less than 30% here right now. And then there's talk that, well, maybe the Fed should just be very cautious and only raise the interest rate by an eighth of a point, and that instead of a quarter of a point. And then others are saying we'll just postpone it for a few more weeks here overall. Well, as Owen says in his copy, the Fed's going to do what it's going to do, and nothing we can say is likely to change that here overall. But markets took the news a little bit favorably in here today, and we had some good moves among individual shares here as well. And what is interesting overall is that the NASDAQ index, tech indices, tech shares, for the most part, have rebounded quite strongly overall, and are at least testing their 200-day moving averages. And so, you know, the big companies, and a lot of big autonomies. Apple, firm here overall. Google, steady. Amazon, really quite steady. The banks had a good day in here today, and that had been missing for a while overall. So what do we make of it? And I think that my own view here is that we're in this ranging phase above that low that we saw on the 24th of August. That was an important low. And the more we can see indices and individual, particularly leading shares of the type I've been talking about, and they're not just technology. Starbucks, for instance, a terrific move back to the back to the upper side of its trading range following a sharp shakeout. Now, the more of those fashionable stocks that can do that, the better here overall. And in terms of indices, obviously further progress to the upside is quite important in terms of building confidence because they had all lost form. Now, we've seen that before in this bull market to date, and I think this is still a bull market here overall. But it does get periodic corrections, and indeed, you know, we were saying that the odds of having a 10% plus correction on Wall Street were very high, saying that just over a month or so ago, and that it would occur almost certainly before the end of October. Well, we've certainly seen that, and I'd give the upside the benefit of the doubt until or unless we see real pressure on those lows that had occurred back on the 24th of August. Okay, what else is going on in here? Government bond yields. Well, have a look at that that chart, and Owen has posted it. But strong move to the upside in here today. Yesterday, I think the bond yield 10-year, U.S. 10-year bond yield was at 2.17. Today it's at 2 point, or close here at 2.286, and so a good upward dynamic, pushing back above that 220 level. Now, technically, if we get this moving up to say 2.5%, and holding that gain, it will be hard to argue anything other than this is an overall slow motion base formation development, which has been the house view here for quite some time. VIX index a little cautious, not surprisingly, given the volatility that we've seen and also with the uncertainty over the Fed's decision. But it eased a little bit here today, down to 22.54. Now, elsewhere, we saw certainly some short covering and perhaps a little bit of bargain hunting here in the precious metal markets. They certainly outperformed industrial metals in here today. The leader was palladium, up nearly $15 to 602, 602.75, and silver just a tiny bit higher at 14.37 and a half, and platinum, which had been the weakest recently and was selling at one of its biggest, if not the biggest, discounts to gold, up over $7 at 962.7. These can get rallies because they are at depressed levels overall. Are they changing the big picture here? I would be very cautious on that at this stage. I think the precious metals are interesting down at these levels, but the overall patterns are still somewhat bearish. And I also think, again, you've got that strong US dollar overall, although it's been range bound here for a while. But inflation is not a concern overall. And I think that the fact that precious metals have not rallied more sharply also is in line with my view that what we're seeing here is just a sharp correction in stock markets rather than the beginning of some sort of major significant longer term rout. Okay, what else happened here? Industrial metals, I know, were a little lower. Agricultural commodities mix. The one exception here, though the big exception, is rough rice, which has rallied very sharply recently. And the reason for that, apparently, is that the U.S. It's been agreed between China and the U.S. that the U.S. can sell rice to China. Now, that doesn't mean China will definitely be buying, but what it does mean is that China can buy rice from the USA if it wishes to. So, anything else of note in here? Crude oil, a little bit firmer here. The Brent up 68 cents to 48.03, and the WTI crude up $1.15 to 45.15. So we're definitely seeing a little bit of short covering in here, and some little bit of bargain hunting, perhaps, as I mentioned. Mentioned earlier. A lot to play for here later in the week. I wouldn't expect the volatility to go away quickly in here. But in terms of stock markets, I am inclined to give the upside the benefit of the doubt until or unless we see those lows of 24th August taken out. And on that note, all the very best to all of you.